الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، فاذكروني أذكركم. صدق الله العظيم. In this ayat kareema, Allah tabaarak wa ta'ala says, remember me, make my zikr. I am remembering you. That Allah ta'ala, it's not that when we make zikr, we remember Allah, then Allah remembers us. Allah remembers all His creation all the time. It is impossible for Allah to be unmindful of any of His creation for even a split second. When we remember Allah in His obedience, then Allah Ta'ala remembers us with kindness, with favors, and with mercy. And when we are engaged in wrong, in sin, then also Allah remembers us by reprimanding us, reminding us to correct our lives, or otherwise by punishing us. But Allah remembers His entire creation all the time. It comes in the Hadith Sharif, when a person sits alone to remember Allah, Allah remembers him also alone. And when he remembers Allah Ta'ala in a gathering, like now we are sitting in this gathering to remember Allah Ta'ala, Allah remembers him in a much more superior gathering. That is explained in another hadith, that when people gather to remember Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, then Allah Ta'ala calls an ijtima. عند الملائكة المقربين وعند أرواح المرسلين. That ijtima is not common for all. Like we have tablighi ijtima sometimes for old workers only. So like that, Allah calls this ijtima, which is only for ملائكة المقربين. All the ملائكة are not allowed to come. And all the أنبياء are not allowed to come. The مرسلين, the رسولs who are higher than the أنبياء. Only they are allowed to come. And then in that gathering, Allah Ta'ala remembers them, which we will explain just now, how Allah remembers them. It is mentioned in a Hadith Sharif that there is one group of Malaika angels whose only work is to look for the gatherings of Zikr. They make gusht all the time looking for the gatherings of Zikr. And when they find the gathering of Zikr, like here we are now gathered, to remember Allah Ta'ala, they come here immediately. And then they call out to the other Malaika, Halumma, Halumma, what you are looking for is here. We found what we were looking for. And when they come here, we make our safs behind one another. The Malaika make their safs on top of one another, until they reach by the arsh of Allah Ta'ala. Then Allah Ta'ala asks them, that from where are you coming? وَهُوَ أَعْلَمُ. Allah knows perfectly well. Allah has no need to question. But why does Allah ask them? إِكْرَامًا لَهُمْ. To show the honor of this people making dhikr. Allah is now just making it known. So Allah asked this malaika, from where are you coming? They say they are from Grey Town Masjid. Why? What is happening there? And Allah knows. There are people who have gathered for your dhikr. مِنْ بِلَادٍ شَتَّى. وَمِنْ قَبَائِلٍ شَتَّى. From different countries they have come. From different families they have come. And they have all يَجْتَمِعُونَ عَلَى ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. They have gathered to make the dhikr of Allah تبارك وتعالى. Allah asked them, did they see me? No, they did not see you. Had they seen me, they should have even made more dhikr. What do they want? Jannat. Did they see Jannat? No. Had they seen, they should have even made more effort to acquire Jannat. What are they asking refuge from and protection from? From Jahannam. Did they see Jahannam? No. Then, had they seen, they should have even made more effort. These malaika who gather here, Hafiz ibn Hajar Asqalani rahmatullah alayhi writes that which comes in the Hadith Sharif, حَفَّتْهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَ. The malaika surround them. So at this moment, our iman is on hadith. We know it's a 100% true reality, genuine. So have this yaqeen in your heart that all this is happening. The malaika by Allah, Allah has asked them. There are malaika surrounding us now. Have this yaqeen in your heart. It's 100% true. حفتهم الملائكة وغشيتهم الرحمة. And Allah's rahmat envelopes them. They are covered in the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. What is the mercy of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala? Maulana Thani rahmatullah alayhi has explained that tawfiq ita'at. Ita'at. That Allah gives you the tawfiq to be now obedient to Allah. So this rahmat that is coming, by that now, by this gathering, and in this, because it's a gathering of zikr, Allah's, the malaika have come. Allah's rahmat is surrounding them, enveloping them. So now the tawfiq of ta'at will come into them. And when that will happen, then Allah will be happy with those people who please Allah, who obey Him. So faraghi ya ma'ishat, Allah will give abundance in rozi. So without us going to look for rozi, Allah will give rozi. We made Him happy, He will give. And in akhirat, bila hisab maghfirat. Without hisab kitab, full forgiveness. And dukhul jannat also. So it's the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. Allama Alusi rahmatullah alayhi has made tafsir of what rahmat is. Warhamna. Ay tafaddal alayna bifununil ala. Oh Allah Ta'ala, shower upon us your rahmat, your blessings, and funun, all different types of blessings, all types of blessings. Shower them upon us. Ma'a istihqaqina bi'afaninil iqab. Though we are worthy to be punished with the worst types of punishment. That is how we are. But oh Allah, this rahmat of yours, so ghashiyatumur rahmah. وَنَزَلَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ السَّكِينَةِ And sakina descends upon them. What is the sakina? Ulama, mufassirin, muhaddithin have made many interpretations of what sakina is. But what can be a better interpretation? What the Quran Sharif itself makes. وَهُوَ الَّذِي أَنزَلَ السَّكِينَةِ فِي قُلُوبِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ لِيَزْدَادُوا إِيمَانًا مَعَ إِيمَانِهِمْ That in this gathering of zikr, whenever you sit, then unless the sakina comes, and that sakina, the your present level of iman, it increases it. Makes your level of iman higher. So if we are regular with our zikr, level of iman will be going up all the time. And وَذَكَرَهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي مَنْ عِنْدَهُ And Allah remembers those people by those who are by Allah Ta'ala. The Malaikatul Muqarrabin. وأرواح المرسلين they are gathered by Allah at this moment and Allah is remembering them and how is Allah remembering like these malaika who are surrounding us how they are busy remembering us now and that Allama Hafiz Ibn Hajar Asqalani rahmatullah alayhi has explained that this malaika who are surrounding us they are like surprised and they ask themselves Are we the malaika or are these the malaika? And he gives various reasons for that. One, he says, we see Allah Ta'ala the malaika say. We see Jannat and we see Jahannam. If we make the dhikr of Allah, it's no big deal. But these people never saw Allah Ta'ala. They never saw Jannat. They never saw Jahannam. They are making Allah zikr. They taking out their time. Allahu Akbar. Who are the farishtas? Are we farishtas? And so this has made us to the level that the farishtas are surprised and envy us. The other is the farishtas say, we got no taqada. We don't need sleep. We don't need food. Yeah, somebody is sitting and he's didn't get a good sleep. Mosquito troubled him, whatever something. And now he wants to go and sleep. But he's sitting making the dhikr of Allah. Malaika got no taqada of sleep. Yeah, maybe somebody, he didn't eat well last night, he's hungry, he wants something, or he likes his coffee, his tea in the morning, but he's pressing his taqada. Farishta got no taqada of coffee and tea and anything else. So they say, if we 24 hours we make Allah zikr, it's no big deal. But these people, they've got all their taqadas. The Farishta say that we na joru na natha, We got no wife, we got no children, we got no house, we got no responsibilities. We don't have to pay telephone bills, we don't have to pay for electricity, we don't have to pay for worry about rental. Wife is sick, take her hospital. The child needs a pair of shoes, now you have to get a shoe. We got nothing, we are free all the time. So if we make zikr all the time also, it's nothing. These people who got 1001 things on their head, yes, now they are sitting also, they thinking of this, thinking of that. So many taqazas, but they making Allah's zikr. So who are the farishtas? Are we the farishtas? Are these the farishtas? The farishtas say, we got no desire for sin also. These people, they, for alhamaha fujuraha, the desire of sin has been put in them. All temptations are there. In spite of that, they're pressing all that, and they are making Allah Ta'ala's zikr. So the malaika are astonished and surprised at this gathering, that how they are sitting and making Allah Ta'ala's zikr. And have yaqeen in your heart. Our yaqeen is on hadith. These no imaginary things, no fairy tales, genuine realities. And imagine that Allah is boasting about us, about all these things in front of the malaika. And in front of malaikatul muqarrameen, arwahul mursaleen, in front of them, Allah is taking the names of each one. And boastly, Allah is, where are we worthy? But the nisbat of zikr, that we are remembering Allah, on that Allah becomes so happy, and on that are all these virtues. And then again, Allah doesn't want us the whole day we make His zikr. It comes in the hadith, remember me for a little while after Fajr and after Asr, I will be sufficient for you for all the in-between time. So Allah wants us, just like on any social occasion, Eid or anything, so the grandparents, they invite all the children, all the grandchildren, they say all must be here. And then they cook food for them, biryani, whatever the children will like. They know that particular, my grandchild likes this, make that for the child. They prepare everything. And for the small children, they prepare something for entertainment. Some jungle jump, or all those things also. But when they all come and visit, what they want first? Must come meet the grandparents. Come make salam. They play with them, hug them, kiss them. Now if any child sits here all the time, they will say themselves, now go, you met me, finish. I'm happy I saw you, go and eat now. I bought ice cream lollies for you, I bought this for you, I bought the things for you to play, go and play now. So Allah say, remember me first, little while. Then go and see to all your other things, see to your family, see to your business. You don't have to a whole day sit and make my zikr. Of course, those who are at that level, they will be different. But generally, Allah say, now go and see two more. You made my zikr, you made me happy, stand up now. Now you can go. But how do you go? Maghfura lakum. All your sins now I have forgiven them. And not only have I forgiven your sins, but badaltu sayyatikum hasana. I've changed all your sins, I've converted them into good deeds now. How happy Allah doesn't become when you make the zikr of Allah. Now all your sins, I've converted them, make them into good deeds now. Allahu Akbar. One person was walking on the footpath in Karachi, and the people sleep on the charpai, on the wooden beds outside in summer. So he saw one Khan sahab, he was lying flat on his back, and he was singing, he was happy, whatever he was singing. So he went past. When he came back, he saw Khan sahab sleeping on his stomach now, on the other side. And still he was singing and he was happy. So he said, Khan sahab, what's this? When I went, you were lying on your back and you were singing. When I came back, you're lying on your stomach. So he said, my cassette A side got finished. So I turned it around, now it's B side playing. So anyway, if your cassette is filled with all guna, with qawwali, with music, with all haram things, just now you make tawbah istighfar sincerely, you sit in a gathering like that, that whole cassette of yours, Allah puts now Quran Sharif on there. No, that is not blank, you make tawbah istighfar. Allah didn't give you a blank cassette. Allah changed it now, qad baddalto, and buddilat also you can read, but qad baddalto, I myself, I changed your sin into sawab. I did it myself. It wasn't done by somebody, the malaika. I did it. قَدْ بَدَّلْتُ سَيِّئَاتِكُمْ حَسَنًا. Allah becomes so happy. When the malaika see the scene, Allahu Akbar, Allah is so happy. He has forgiven all these people. Then they report quickly, Ya Allah, that one man who came, he wasn't there for zikr. Allah knows everything. He just came there to give a key, to give a message, or whatever else it was. Allah Ta'ala says, Hum qawmun la yashqa bihim jalisuhum. These are such people, hum julasa, la yishqa bihim jaleesuhum. These people who in my zikr, whoever made whatever contact with them, who just looked at them with muhabbat, who made musafa with them, who said, make dua for me, I do their work also fully. So this is the gathering of zikr, which is a very honorable gathering. Daily, we should try and take part in zikr. Hey, the students also in the madrasa, little while zikr take place. In our zikr is so important. Hadrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib, rahmatullah alayhi, in his old age when he was paralyzed, when he was on a wheelchair, he traveled the world. He said only for one reason, to establish the gatherings, the halqas of zikr. Hadrat should say that the halqas of zikr are absolutely essential everywhere. In Darul Uloom, Tablighi Markaz, Khanqas, Masjids, homes, wherever. By the gathering of zikr, fitnas which have come already also go away. They get picked up again. And fitnas that are going to come, they are also blocked. They don't come. Maulana Talha Sahib, the son of Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Rahmatullah Ali, when he made one Dora of Pakistan few years ago, he told the people that if you don't get people to make zikr voluntarily, pay them to make zikr. He says you pay a person to clean your toilet, that is important to you, the cleanliness of the toilet. You pay the person to give adhan. You pay the person to make imamat. Zikr of Allah is not important. So important that if you don't get anyone to do it voluntarily, pay them, but have gatherings of zikr. Everywhere we will see the great barakat in our lives, our homes, our masjids, our khanqas, everywhere if there is regular zikr. So we should take part in zikr regularly, inshallah.